Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article about 5 free movies to stream, all exploring themes of opportunity and opportunism in America. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So what's the common thread connecting these films?
Well, the article from the New York Times highlights how these movies, spanning different eras, showcase the shift from opportunity to opportunism in the U.S. It's a sobering look at the American dream, or perhaps the American nightmare.
Got it. They start with First Cow, set in the 1800s. What's the deal with that one?
First Cow is described as a quiet but powerful story about a friendship between two loners in Oregon Territory. It explores the themes of commerce, exploitation, and the very foundations of the American project.
And then we jump to 2012 with Killing Them Softly, right? Seems like a pretty big leap.
Exactly. This one, starring Brad Pitt, is set during the 2008 election and offers a cynical look at the post-recession landscape. It questions who the real crooks are, the street hustlers or the powerful figures pulling the strings.
Ooh, I love a good cynical flick. Then we've got Red Rocket, a more recent film.
Yeah, Red Rocket follows a washed-up porn star back in his Texas hometown. The film touches on the allure and danger of opportunism, with the protagonist using everyone around him for his own gain.
It's interesting how these films use different backdrops. The early American frontier, the post-recession era, and then small-town Texas to explore similar themes. What about The Master?
The Master dives into the complexities of masculinity and power dynamics through the relationship between a troubled World War II veteran and a charismatic leader. It's a fascinating look at how some seek control and direction in the aftermath of trauma. And now we get the remaining parts of the play. Subscriber approval. After that date, according to me. And now we're done. Be safe. We're going to make a lot more ending. The special of Congress is thin. A strong booze, etc. There is more praising. If you want someone to stay in power and seek revenge. Enjoyment and profit.
So, manipulation and the search for belonging are key themes here. I see. And finally, we have Quo Vadis, Aida, a war film. How does that fit into this theme of opportunism?
Quo Vadis, Aida focuses on the Srebrenica massacre, depicting the harrowing experience of a UN translator trying to save her family amidst the chaos. It shows the devastating consequences of political maneuvering and unchecked power. A different kind of opportunism, perhaps.
Wow, that sounds intense. It seems like all these films offer a pretty bleak view of human nature.
They do paint a complex picture, but the article suggests there's still room for hope. It emphasizes the importance of looking out for one another and striving for something more than just self-preservation. Despite the opportunism, there are flickers of human connection and resilience.
That's a good point. It's not all doom and gloom. But I have to say, Killing Them Softly during an election year? That seems like a deliberate choice, almost a commentary.
I agree. The timing is definitely significant, suggesting a cyclical nature to these themes. It makes you wonder if we're doomed to repeat these patterns of exploitation and manipulation.
Heavy stuff. So, if our listeners want to explore these themes further, they can check out these 5 films, all streaming for free?
Exactly. It's a thought-provoking lineup that offers the unique perspective on the American experience. And on that note, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another fascinating discussion.
Goodbye!